You have to keep your fire pretty even too.
Oh yeah, you got not too big a fire. After you get to going good, you don't want too big a fire. Just just cook along, slow, because you get a big fire and it'll bar your lard over, and then you're really in a mess.
Yeah.
You lose it.
Did you do this all by yourself? Or?
Yeah, I just rented that out there by myself.
Good heavens. Do you have help when you butcher?
Oh yeah, we have help when we butcher. Them days, we done the old way, we scalded them. We'd have heat their water, we scalded them and scraped them, and we done it all over butchers' home,
Mm-hmm.
Cut them up. I just cut a hog up,
What did you do with the head?
Well, I'd take and trim the head off. See, I learned how to do that. I just trim and I'd peel the head, come off right out of the bone. And then a lot of people save the brain, to split the head and take the brain out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people have done that.
Hmm.
I've split many of them, took it out for them.
Did, when you peel the head, did you use the meat for anything special?
Well, we must try to make head cheese with it.
Mm-hmm. You ever take the juice from head cheese and put cornmeal in it and cook the two together?
No, I don't think we ever done that here.
Make sauce or something like that?
Yeah, a lot of them does all that stuff. We never did. We made the head cheese, and all we used to make them interval sausage. We'd have a grinder. You see, and we'd put that new grinder and put that sort of in it and just... And you've seen them, ain't you?
Yeah.
And,
grinder with a nozzle on it?
Yeah, and we'd grind it. Oh, man. I tell you, life, we worked all the time, but life is better than it is now.
Well, it seems you got more reward for it.
Yes, sir, and it seemed like we was all together and we enjoyed life better.
Yeah, you get a job done and you know it's done.
Absolutely, and we all got up at morning and all worked together.
Uh-huh.
And it was really family life. I'll tell you, it was really family life. Yeah, it sure was. You just ask me anything you want.
No, we're working now. We're just visiting away.
Yeah, I enjoying this.
Did you make your own hominy?
Oh yeah, we do. We take hominy. We could fix it. In early days, used to fix all that stuff.
How'd you do it?
I forgot just how Mama done that. Now, she'd soak that corn some way and fix it up. She had a way she done it, and it was good too. We never bought this can of hominy. We never bought none. Cam used to do everything at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to put out gardens here. I'll tell you. It surprised you seen them. We had everything. We went out and a lot of times when Pop and my dad and us and my brother, well, we'd dig potatoes for a half a day. We'd put 40, 50 bushels in the cellar. So he'd come from Missouri and he knew how to handle all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'd put potatoes up. We used to live right at home. We know much story about it. We used to live at home, We just had plenty of them. We'd butcher 6 or 8 big hogs, and then by Christmas, you'd have got a good and cold butcher calf, we'd butcher some beef,
mm-hmm.
and we had potatoes, we had just, oh, and Mom, and, well, we canned all summer.
Mm-hmm. You ever take your beef and cut it in thin strips and let it dry in the sun?
No, we never did dry no beef. We just, we just cut off and fry the steak, and then take the other and roast and things like that, And oh, we really lived them days.
Eat a lot of beef in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, people really lived them days.
Yeah.
They sure did. They worked all the time, but they lived.
Mm-hmm. When you butchered your hog, did you ever take the small intestine and clean that out and then cook it and eat that?
No, and then we take and clean them, and make it saucy, but we never did eat the intestine.
How about the stomach? Did you ever take part of that and clean it and eat it?
No, we never used the stomach,
I was just wondering if you had anything called chitlins or haslet or...
Well, that's in certain localities, and a lot of people come from Europe, they done that. They just used everything. Now, we have so many come from Europe, settle around.
Uh-huh.
They just use everything. They don't throw nothing away. And a lot of them took and even kits of blood, make blood sausage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of them kept the blood when they stick the hog and they shoot him.